I have to begin with a disclosure. In the strict journalistic sense of the word, I have a conflict of interest on this story.
You know, for years and years I came out, covered this event, and I always said to the people I interviewed, you're crazy for doing this. Crazy. And now that I've done it, I know, after all these years, I was right.
That's me, interviewed by our late colleague Alan Dowd, after finishing my first Peaks to Portland swim in 1995. I've done six more since, but this story is not about me. It's not about our Jennifer Rooks, either, who swam her first peak swim in 2008.
That's the craziest thing I've ever done. You told me it would be, and it was. Oh, my gosh.
No, this is a story about Mitchell Williams, whose photo appears on the Maine Memory Network website, identified as the winner of the Peaks to Portland swim in 1927. It's about Ruth Fairbanks Stewart, who swam past a maritime disaster in 1946. And it's about Hattie Train, who's getting ready to try Peaks for the first time after kayaking alongside her mom last year. We'll begin with Alan Dowd again, describing the start in 1995.
Spotting boats hit offshore. The 45 swimmers wade up to the starting position, looking in their wetsuits like an army of space aliens.
10! 9!
In some ways, the islands of Casco Bay close to Portland represent an obvious challenge for long-distance swimmers, and a few hardy souls began taking up that challenge back at the dawn of the 20th century. Mitchell Williams' photo is evidence of one of those earliest swims. The distance from Peaks Island ferry landing to Portland's East End Beach is a bit less than 2.5 miles. But the real challenge isn't the distance. It's the cold water. The water temperature rarely goes above the mid-60s in these parts, and it's sometimes in the 50s for the peak swim. For decades, the only protection was a strong constitution and lots of axle grease.
And I'm sure it was very hard to get off your body after a while. So it's hard to imagine that happening.
That's Terry Swain, the aquatics director for the YMCA of Southern Maine. In 1982, as part of Greater Portland's 350th anniversary, the Y revived the swim, at first barring wetsuits from the race. The rule was lifted after a few years. And in the last decade, Swain has embarked on a drive to swell the ranks of swimmers. There were just 50 who registered for that 1982 race. This year, there are 400.
I've often said to some swimmers, when I can walk across your back, across from Peaks Island to East End Beach, then we'll have enough people.
A larger field poses its own challenges. Timing is now done electronically, since swimmers sometimes cross the finish line in batches too big for the volunteers to record. The Y deploys 6 motorized boats with lifeguards aboard, 1 with a physician's assistant, and all with supplies to treat hypothermic swimmers. More lifeguards patrol the race field in kayaks. The Coast Guard will have a presence, as will the Portland Harbor Master, and the Portland Fireboat will bring up the rear. All to help ensure a safe swim for everyone, including Hattie Train, who will be doing Peaks to Portland for the first time this year.
Although I have swam in open water, like out to friends' moorings and stuff from the beach, but I've never swam this far as an open water swim, and it's very exciting and scary.
Train is from Long Island. She's a competitive swimmer, won 4 medals at a state swim meet for her high school, Cheverus, but that's swimming in a pool.
I personally hate seeing the bottom when I'm swimming in deep water in the ocean. I don't know why. It bothers me greatly.
All right, so we won't tell her about all the jellyfish people have seen in Maine waters this year. Train is also part of a mother-daughter pairing at this year's swim. Marcy Train has done the peak several times. Hattie was her accompanying kayaker last year. But perhaps there was no greater challenge than the one faced by Ruth Fairbanks Stewart. She was the only female swimmer in the 1946 field, but that wasn't her big challenge either. It was, after all, her third swim. But as she neared East End Beach, there was a huge explosion aboard the oil tanker Diamond Island, which was at anchor not far from the beach. The blast killed 2 crew members and injured 3 others. Thousands gathered to watch the finish were looking right at it. Maine Sunday Telegram sports editor Bud Cornish described it as a mushrooming atom cloud. In her obituary, Ruth Stewart was quoted as saying she felt a tremor in the water, but realizing she was unhurt, decided to keep going. She finished 6th in a field of 17. This year's Peaks Island to Portland swim begins Saturday morning at 8:30. For MPBN News, I'm Erwin Gratz.